This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys, girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I appreciate every single one of you. I just wanted to let you know we just got back from Kentucky. We left on Monday. Just to kind of show you the routine here, a lady said to me this morning, so did you get any sleep? Or the guys sleep? And I said, we don't sleep around here. We just don't. And so we left on Monday. We drove all the way to Indiana, Lafayette, and then we went and preached in Burkesville, Kentucky. Okay, so we're about 16, 17 hours out. After we got done preaching there, we then turned around and went to Nashville area for a minute. That same day, we picked up our vehicle, and I drove from 2:30 yesterday afternoon to 7:30 this morning. And I was talking to somebody this morning, and they said to me, Bradley, you know, you're not a young man anymore. And it's like, where are you at? I'm totally a young man. I mean, when I'm looking at the guy telling me this, I'm thinking, now, I don't know if it's that you can't see me, or you need contacts, or you need a bifocal, but I'm just not an old man. And regardless if my body was old and shriveling, I'm still young in spirit. And I want to bring that over to this, because I want to make a point here. When you go to King James Bible, Joshua 14:10, listen to what Joshua said. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, and as he has said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Okay, now listen to what he said after this. He said 80, but he's 85 years old, okay? In Joshua 14:11, this is what he says, and I can totally understand it, because this is a real call, because you're living by grace, you're led by the Spirit, Romans 8:14, and folks, you have grace that abounds more abundantly that you cannot rationally identify with. In other words, there's just this exorbitant amount of strength and energy, and for a better way of saying it, and I told my wife this yesterday, I said, I'm just a driven dude. Because I don't need a lot of sleep. I'm just looking for something to do because we've got a lot to do. I get to sleep for eternity. But I want to go back to Joshua. Now, listen to what he said, okay? He said, when I started, when the Lord gave me the promise through Moses to take the children of Israel into the promised land, Joshua 14:10, he said, I was 40 years old. He said, now I'm 85 years old. I'm 85 now. And then he said this in 14:11. He said, as yet I am strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. That's exactly right. And if you look at Moses, even at the end of his 120 years, friends, isn't it interesting that the Bible says that his eyes grew not dim, neither was his natural force abated. I believe that is a promise of the Lord to his kids to remain healthy for his service all of our days. And the Bible promises us 70 to 80 in strength. And folks, I want that time, and I want more than that time allotted, if the Lord so wills, to do what he wills to do through me and then some. I don't want to stand before him, friends, and say, well, I almost did everything you told me to do. No, I want to exceed it. I want him to look at me and say that that kid truly served me with his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that's exactly what I'm looking to do. So we got home this morning. We left at 2:30 from Nashville yesterday. Got home this 7:30 this morning. And I got up and I posted. I got social media going. I got my YouTube stuff going. Made a couple phone calls. Went to the post office. And now I'm on radio. And I'm just happy to be here, friends. And I thank God for the opportunity to be here and to be used in such a fashion that I am, because again, reverting back, a true man of God will always say, I haven't done enough. And I've shared with my listeners so often, the second president of the United States of America, he was on 22 different boards, and he was asked why he was on so many boards. And he was establishing the country that we now have, friends, by the way, 244 years later. And he said, I have to answer to God for all of this. He was moved by the fear of God, a filial fear, not diabolical, but he was moved by the fear of God to serve him and to honor God with everything that he does on this earth as that is in heaven. So we're back home in Minnesota. We're back in the saddle, rocking the boat. And I'm going to tell you some more stuff coming up as to how it went in Berksville towards the end of the show. What we're going to be talking about today is guess who bought and paid for fact checkers? And I'm talking about Facebook. We knew this. Folks, Facebook is suppressing, censoring. We all know that. But they're also, friends, setting algorithms, certain words, certain phrases, certain people. And then they target those people, and what they do is they put on their page, fact checkers state that this is inaccurate information. Well, it's going to come as no surprise to you, I'm sure, once you find out exactly who is buying and paying for the narrative. Once again, friends, in parallel with pushing forth the virus and the vaccinations. That's your hint. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. What I want to do really quick is I want to get this off during the first segment here. And it's Ron Paul, and what he's talking about, friends, is the desire for liberty must overwhelm fear. And I want to tell you what, friends, what you fear is the God that you serve. And what you fear, if it's a diabolical fear, you're afraid of the government, so on and so forth. Let me put as a positive, as a word of admonishment or encouragement. Remember, Thomas Jefferson said that when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. You're afraid of what the government will do. But he said when the government fears the people, then you have liberty. See, you have to put it in a graceful perspective. And Thomas Jefferson understood that. And by the way, so does Ron Paul here. We need not fear tyranny, friends. We need to fear God and deal with tyranny, because that's the scriptural response. But I want you to listen to this. The desire for liberty must overwhelm fear. And here you have it. Here's Ron Paul and his co-host. Check this out.
Let's look at that picture. I saw this morning. It made me sick. Here's a symphony. Look at these people. They're playing their instruments. They have a little zipper hole in their face where they're putting their horns and their flutes and all of these things. This should tell you more than anything. This is not about fighting a virus. This is about theater. It's about compliance. Yeah, that's right. It's about psychological manipulation. Cover your face so people can't see you. This is what's happening to our society. And that's, I think, at least speaking for myself, Dr. Paul, that's what motivates me to get up every morning, is to fight this horrible tyranny.
Hey, the results are what really count, and that's what we're going to keep talking about. If the results are bad, you better look at why we're following those procedures. And to me, it's not complicated. Too much government, not enough freedom of choice. And you have to submit and do it as they tell you to do it. And that's why what we need, where we are really short of, is a spirit of liberty and people willing to recognize how valuable it is. And it is a source of peace and prosperity and happiness. You know, that's why, you know, this it isn't a promise of
filled out. We just, what did we just...
Religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, we're not here to entertain you. We're here to be used by the Holy Ghost to feed the sheep, and that's our job. That's the church's job, to raise them up for the work of the ministry, Ephesians 4:11. And when you check that out, friends, I just want people to understand why we're here. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. But if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can get 13 to 15 articles every day combating the lies of the CIA-controlled media, as you're about to hear again. And you can check us out on YouTube live at any time. Join us on live chat. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube and join us on live chat. You can do the same thing on beforeitsnews.com. Before It's News, we're on the front page, top left. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. If you want to call us, you can. 129 cities listening and 53 countries abroad. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, right? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go back to this really quick. I want to play the rest of Ron Paul. And Ron Paul here is talking about the desire for liberty, freedom, must overwhelm fear. And the only way that you're going to be empowered to do that is out of gratitude for what Christ did for you on the cross. Okay? Just for the record. Let's listen to the rest of Ron Paul talking about just that topic, the desire for liberty.
At least speaking for myself, Dr. Paul, that's what motivates me to get up every morning, is to fight this horrible tyranny.
Hey, the results are what really count, and that's what we're going to keep talking about. If the results are bad, you better look at why we're following those procedures. And to me, it's not complicated. Yeah. Too much government, not enough freedom of choice. And you have to submit and do it as they tell you to do it. And that's why what we need, where we are really short of, is a spirit of liberty and people willing to recognize how valuable it is. And it is a source of peace and prosperity and happiness. You know, that's why, you know, it isn't a promise of everybody being taken care of, everybody's equal, and everybody's going to get all this. It's the sense of being free to make your own decisions and assuming those responsibilities. responsibility. But what we're going through now is the cancellation on this. We're terrorizing. We're making fear. People get become more hateful, and they submit because they don't see anything else to do. But it's time, as far as I'm concerned, is to quit submitting to illegal, immoral directions by a bunch of bureaucrats and authoritarians who don't know what they're doing except they want more power.
Yeah.
It's not a complicated problem.
No, it's not.
As far as I'm concerned, it's rather simple.
Okay, well, here we go, friends. It's really interesting, too, that we need to bring into this equation, friends, limited government. Limited government. And when you look at the word limited, guess what it means, friends? It means limited. And I don't know what it is that people don't understand in this country, but I say it 1,000 times, 1,000 different ways, and it all means the same thing. They work for us. We do not work for them. They derive their delegated authorities from us. They serve we, the people, through what we entrust them. Where do we get the power? We get our rights from God, and then we delegate to our representatives, period. Read the Declaration of Independence. The word limit means bound, borders, okay? And the bounds and the borders, friends, are found within their scope of authority, that which has been delegated to them. In American government today, what we see is we see them, a great majority of them, acting outside of their scope of authorities. Folks, acting in such a fashion concerning powers that were never delegated to them. They're acting in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution and we the people. Why? Because they're not serving we the people. They're serving foreign, that which is foreign to our U.S. Constitution. And we can see what they're subservient to today, friends. What is it? The United Nations, a global order. And it's not just some of them, friends. It's 99% of them that are going along with this agenda. And there's an alliance that's made here. Pay attention to what's going on, friends. And that alliance is going to be disannulled. Isaiah 28, verse 18. The covenant of hell and the covenant of death. Rest assured. But again, let's stand up as Americans and put a stop to it before it goes too far. Prevention is better than cure. I want to get over to this because this is the topic of our show, and I want to get it off my chest because it is that important. Again, to understand who's setting the narrative. Who are the fact checkers concerning big tech companies? This is going to come as no surprise. I highlighted the show as guess who bought and paid for fact checkers. And you don't have to look too far, friends, to understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. But the people that this individual chose to be his fact checkers are pathetic, to say the least. Okay, so I'm just going to play this. This is from Ben Swan, and what he's highlighting, friends, is just exactly what we're talking about. Facebook fact checkers bought and paid for by guess who? Listen carefully, friends.
Who are the so-called Facebook fact checkers? Well, turns out they're nothing more than propagandists.
That's
who are
right.
Being funded in many cases by the very people that are being fact-checked by journalists. What do I mean by that? How about this name, Bill Gates? Turns out he has a web of influence and financial backing of these so-called fact-checking organizations, which, as it turns out, according to the Columbia Journalism Review, have been whitewashing his history. Gates himself has spent hundreds of millions of dollars in order to completely control the narrative from those organizations. From the Columbia Journalism Review just recently, quote, I recently examined nearly 20,000 charitable grants the Gates Foundation had made through the end of June and found more than $250 million going toward journalism.
The community that is the most fierce, the most outspoken, the most awake is the African community. They're not playing. They've been there. They've seen it. They protest every single day, and they are warning each other like crazy because they understand that they have been used through generations as test subjects.
CJR notes that it found 16 examples of Africa Check examining media claims related to Gates and that its body of work overwhelmingly supports or defends Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation, which
Whoa.
Has spent billions of dollars on development efforts in Africa. Dr. David Martin is one of the main voices in that piece. He has been called a liar by these fact checkers, a conspiracy theorist, and someone who is peddling misinformation to the masses. And yet, for his part, Dr. David Martin says he has all of the source information available from the statements he has made. The fact checkers, on the other hand, as he points out, never use source information. Listen.
My organization has worked for over 2 decades with law enforcement, with international and domestic intelligence and criminal intelligence operations. And what is funny is we have a thing called the FBI chain of custody with respect to our data. What that means, Ben, is that we have to make sure that we can show that information that we're relying on is actually the original document or a facsimile of the original document. We have to make sure that we can show that it was obtained legally, meaning we didn't hack or crack or in any way use a technology to penetrate firewalls or do anything else. So we have a very high standard when it comes to what we call source documentation, and it happens to be a law enforcement standard for good reason, because our information has been and continues to be used for law enforcement operations. And as a result, my definition of source documentation is something that comes out of law enforcement. It doesn't come out of kind of this postmodern media echo chamber, which once again is opinion confirmation, a confirmation bias established by headlines, reinforced by headlines, rather than looking at facts. And so this is a very important topic for us to address, which is every single point specifically that I make within the entirety of Plandemic 2. Every point has an actual source document, not some conjecture, not a media report, actual source documentation, including funding records, including NIH grants, including patent applications, including appeals made by patent applicants when their patents were rejected by the United States Patent Office. All of those documents are source documents.
And by the way, we did invite the Poynter Institute, USA Today, and PolitiFact. We have invited reporters from all of those organizations, or I should say fact checkers from all those organizations, to have a one-on-one debate with Dr. David Martin. We would stream it live and I would moderate it in order for them to provide their source information that calls him a liar and claims that he is engaging in misinformation. They have declined. Each one of them has said no, they're either too busy or not interested. We're not really surprised. Having said all of that, it is important to know that Children's Health Defense, the organization run by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has now filed a RICO lawsuit against Facebook and its fact checkers, claiming that they are engaged in a conspiracy and racketeering.
There you go, guys. Conspiracy and racketeering. Folks, just for the record, just wanted to let you know, we are also bringing a lawsuit against Facebook. Matter of fact, we are waiting right now on our attorney to note that date that they are going to be receiving our lawsuit for their false claims of fact-checking. And the reason they're putting false fact-checkers on opposition, friends, is because they want to put us into question concerning our credibility. And what they're doing continuously is driving more support back to themselves and good American people in this country and social media across the United States at the grassroots levels cannot allow this to happen, and we are not. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A rally in Washington, D.C. is going on for equality and justice. Martin Luther King III says his father's dream has not been fulfilled.
Today, we commemorate the March on Washington to jobs and freedom in 1963, where my father declared his dream. But we must never forget the American nightmare of racist violence.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul believes he would have been killed by a mob waiting outside the White House if it weren't for police. The senator saying the mob attempted to push through the police in order to get to him and his wife. Paul also says they were chanting "Say Her Name" in reference to Breonna Taylor.
But I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids.
This is USA Radio News. Tennessee is getting rain from Tropical Depression Laura. The storm made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane, but now has maximum sustained winds of 30 miles an hour. Still, it left behind a trail of destruction. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser tells Fox News what Louisiana needs the most.
Well, we need to get the electricity back on, and we've people reaching out from all over to help. We're going to be needing to feed people. You know, you saw the pictures of the chemical fires and the casino lodged under the bridge to add to difficulty, closing I-10. And many of those manufacturing facilities, the petrochemical industry, but they also make products for cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer.
The Pentagon is cutting the U.S. forces in Iraq to about 3,500 troops, a roughly one-third reduction that President Trump is expected to tout as progress toward winding down what he has described as endless wars. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, I want to shoot from the hip here really quick. Martin Luther King Jr., with all due respect to him, his kids ain't got, and I said ain't got, what Martin had. They remind me of Jesse Jackson. Many of them have perverted what their father stood for in so many different ways. And it's interesting to me, friends, that they're making it an issue of color, when Martin Luther King never made it an issue of color. It was never an issue of color. Keep in mind, he was a preacher. They called him a civil rights leader, but the fact of the matter was, he called himself a Baptist preacher. Okay? And it's interesting when you hear people talk about equality. We hear this all day long. Equality. We want equality. Equality what? In reference to what? Well, when you read the Constitution, friends, it's equality under the law. And guess what they have omitted, friends? Under the law. And if you want to understand clearly as to what I'm talking about biblically, go to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and then read the Torah first and foremost, and you'll make distinction. This is how you confuse atheists. This is how you confuse people that are confused already. Is you just ask them the question, how do you make distinction between right and wrong? They have to make distinction to God as the standard and His moral law. And it's the same thing that you're seeing here with Martin Luther King Jr.'s son. Same thing with Jesse Jackson. Al Sharpton's in a whole different wicked league of his own. But the fact of the matter is, friends, is keep in mind when you look at Lady Justice, this is why I'm showing my YouTube friends this. Notice she's blind. And notice the balance are equal, but it's under law. And if it was about color, she wouldn't have a blindfold on. See, but this is what they continuously feed into. And what they want to do is they want to garner more attention so they can have another opportunity to speak out on issues, only to continuously fuel the divide between the color of people's skin. And keep in mind, black people are color people, yes indeed, but white people are on the color scale too. And I want to remind people, when you listen to guys like Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, friends, he's a total liberal in a negative sense, not in a positive sense, okay? And when you look at their lifestyles and you put them up to Jesus Christ, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. And thank God, Jesus is our standard and man is not. Because every time we question what's going on in this life, we can always go back to the standard to understand as to what's right and what's wrong. And keep in mind, Jesus fulfilled that law, Romans 3:31. I can go back to the Old Testament, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 8. Go to the New Testament, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7. Folks, the list goes on and on and on and on. Okay, so I just wanted to make clear on that, because when I hear that kind of stuff, it's like you keep talking about equality. Equality this, I want my equal rights. Well, keep in mind, God gave you rights. The state didn't, number one. And God didn't give you a right to violate His moral law. So now, when I give that information to you, it's going to give you understanding if you receive it. But if you don't receive it, you're just going to get mad at me for telling you what you don't want to hear. And the reason you don't want to hear what I have to say, if it's coming from the Word of God, is because you're filled with idols in your life, and you've made a God out to suit your sins. And that's a violation of the Second Amendment. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them. Friends, God doesn't condone lying and stealing and cheating and committing adultery and murder and having other gods and violating the Sabbath. I mean, the list goes on. I'm talking about the Ten Commandments here. But they've created a God that looks just like them. And I'm here to tell you that that God doesn't exist in any sense of the word. Okay? By the way, I want to go over to this and make another point as well. You guys just heard a couple minutes ago Ben Swan calling out those individuals, the Facebook fact checkers, and how they're bought and paid for by the Gates Foundation. You need to understand that Bill Gates is driving the narrative through those that will yield themselves and sell themselves out to him for 30 pieces of silver. We've already seen the President of the United States of America do this, and this is exactly why we have the issue. And what's interesting about it is if the American people would think it through, that's all you have to do is ask the question is when did he become an elected representative? He never has. When did he become a doctor? He never has. Okay? So we have the rule of law that's being omitted here by this administration in giving way to those special interest groups that are trying to force onto the American people, and not just the American people, but on a global scale, something that the people know is untrue. And let me end this point with this. The same people selling you the virus are the same ones trying to sell you the vaccinations. And folks, Bill Gates has been called out again and again and again. And no wonder why there's a global call for his arrest. He is a criminal. Okay? And if he's just let go again, friends, rest assured, he's going to power himself up and attack again when the opportune time comes. And guess what's going to be aimed at? Your kids. Because right now it's aimed at your kids. But you are the divine interposition between those that mean to harm your kids. Praise God, you're still here to stand up against them in defense of your children. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. At least on my end, it's not. It reminds me of Thomas Paine, the guy that basically sparked the revolution with Common Sense, was the name of his book. And he's the guy that said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. And the fact of the matter is we're missing a lot of that, but we're seeing a lot more of that across the country, and I praise God for it. Daddy's standing up and being daddies and saying, you're not going any further because I see what you're going for right now. And at the end of the day, friends, it is aimed at your children. But thanks again to Ben Swan. Thanks to Ron Paul as well for the information that they're sharing. I'll tell you another one that's really coming out through the ranks right now, and I've seen him say some really weird things, but what I've been seeing come out of him lately is he's emulating his daddy to a T, and I'm thinking of Robert Kennedy Jr. Oh my goodness, this guy is just bringing it. And case in point, he's bringing a lawsuit against Facebook. And friends, just for the record, we have warned Facebook on two different occasions: either you lay off our content, or else we're going to come after you. And folks, what's going to happen is they're going to get brought into discovery, and the house of cards in Facebook is going to fall. Folks, it's a criminal conspiracy. And it's interesting how these guys are calling it a criminal conspiracy. It's what we've always said here, friends. Conspiracies are very real. Read Jeremiah 11:9. And you might even want to do a little commentary study from Matthew Henry to understand what those conspiracies consist of, because we're seeing it in our time. And the only way conspiracies have their way, for a better way of saying it, for instance, when the American people, or because I'm talking to my country right now, first and foremost, I can't go fix other countries until we fix our own, right? And we can't do that until we're fixed by God through godly repentance, first and foremost. But the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to be empowered to go out there and do this stuff. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is when we can do it in our own backyard first and foremost. But look what's going on here, friends. Facebook is now going to be inundated with lawsuits on a massive level. And again, we're one of them because we've had it. Again, we've warned them on two different occasions, and they want to keep testing their steel. Well, I'll tell you what, you get these guys into, again, discovery, it's going to be all over for them, friends, because once that computer dialysis comes out, it's going to show you exactly what they've been doing and how they've been doing it, and there's no question that they have been doing it. And they'll do everything in their power to try to stonewall or defend themselves against anybody that means to take them into discovery. And I have a friend named Edwin Vera, who is a constitutional attorney, who has been to the Supreme Court several times, and he wins. And he said, Bradley, I'm telling you, this is going to be like the asbestos situation. Back in the 50s, they come out with these campaigns. They tell you it's not harmful. Everything's okay. All these people are dying. You know something's wrong. Well, an attorney's going to stand up, and he's going to take it right back to them, and he's going to be a middle-of-the-way attorney, but he's not going to be one that's going to be appeased, and he's going to go in for the kill, and he's going to get him into discovery. And that's exactly what happened with asbestos. And he said, Bradley, an attorney has to do the same thing here with Facebook and the big tech companies, because when that happens, it's all over with. And I want to remind you as well, friends, you're seeing today in this country, I don't care how many times you've seen Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan and Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa, you know, grill the big tech companies. Notice what's come out of it, friends. Absolutely nothing. Why? Because it's nothing but another show in the circus of politics. They're not going to prosecute each other because they're working to defend each other against we the people. You know it, and I know it. So, with that said, on the other side of this break, what I'm going to do is I want to get to my experience in Kentucky. It was like going to a funeral. It really was. It was just that bad. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But before I do get to that, I want to highlight some of the things that I'm seeing across the board. And one of them is this. A couple of years ago, I was actually asked to go out and see a woman named Abby Johnson. And she was a woman that she's done a lot of good things. She's a heathen. But I seen her in Atlanta, Georgia, and she pointed her finger rightly at the pastors for allowing abortion to take place in this country in the first place. But I just seen Breitbart came out recently, and it's a picture of her. Now she's all dolled up, and she's in the limelight now, and you got to ask the question, what is this about anymore, Abby? Because it seems like she seems to have lost her way, and I want to tell you why. Well, Abby Johnson, Breitbart reported that Abby Johnson, she said, election choice between anti-life radicals and most pro-life president. Now, don't you think when people go through what they go through, such as the likes of an Abby Johnson, who's been in Planned Parenthood, knows where funding's coming from, so on and so forth. She knows the inner workings, and again, she knows where the funding's coming from. Why would she sit there and advocate Donald Trump is the most pro-life president? I'm just curious. And again, I would love for someone to call me out on this because I need to be corrected. The number is 1-866-582-9933. Or maybe it's the American people that need to be corrected because, as I shared with you last week, Land and Livestock International, Inc. reported, of all people, friends, and the only people that told you what was going on are those that dove in and found out the facts, rather than the omission from the CIA-controlled media that is giving cover to Donald Trump. They're not attacking them, only to find out that Donald Trump is giving over $600 million a year from the federal government to Planned Parenthood. That is $100 million more than that of Barack Hussein Obama. Why would Abby Johnson call Donald Trump the most pro-life president? I'll tell you why. because they don't have all of the information. They're taking it for face value from the media that they don't believe in once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again. Final segment, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles. Go to YouTube on the right side of the page. Join us on live chat. Or go to beforeitsnews.com on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Or give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just shooting from the hip, getting caught up, friends, and giving you the information that the CIA-controlled media omits from you. And I'm just giving you more of it because I'm so sick and tired of looking at everybody jump on the bandwagon because they believe that there's only two candidates to pick from. Treasonist Joe Biden, pedophile Joe Biden, and then we got globalist Donald Trump on the right. And there's 1,156 different candidates to pick from. And, you know, as a matter of fact, going over to the church on that very topic, I had an older gentleman raise his hand, and I get Holy Ghost back. They're called callbacks. In other words, what will happen is someone will ask me something, and the Lord will give me a word of knowledge or word of wisdom concerning what's going on there, and I'll say, can I just give you an answer back or a call back? And he was questioning what I was talking about with Donald Trump. And I said, well, I'm giving you the fruit off his branches. The media isn't. They're omitting it or they're just blatantly trying to throw in front of the people smoke and mirrors, acting like they're attacking him when, in fact, they're actually covering for him on so many different fronts. And I said to him, I said, so am I right in saying this to you, sir? He was in the back of the church. And I said, you're thinking to yourself right now, well, if you don't vote for Joe Biden or if you don't vote for Donald Trump, well, then it's just a wasted vote. I said, am I right in saying that? And he said, yeah. I said, will you just think that through before you think that or you question me about that? Because isn't it true that the American people are sick and tired of the establishment? Yes, they're sick and tired of the establishment. Then why do you continuously allow them to corral you back into the establishment with the very candidates that they so choose to hand deliver you by the powers that are tolerated? If you think it's a vote wasted to vote outside and look at the 100 or 1,156 different options and you vote for one of them, how is that a wasted vote? Because you're pulling yourself out of the establishment that you're sick and tired of. Just think if all the rest of the hypocrites in America would do the same thing. Instead of just going along with it, the truth of the matter is you like him. You like the delusion and the deception that you're under right now. Read Jeremiah 5:21. The Lord said, my people would have it so. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. Or the other thing that people will say is, well, it's the lesser of two evils. No. The lesser of two evils, choose neither. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. You'll see the prophet Jehu reproving the king that helped Ahab when he shouldn't have done it. And folks, when you vote for one of the two that are put in front of you, you all the well know that they're on the same team. You're cursing your children. You're cursing yourselves by giving your vote over. Okay, now you can go ahead and vote for whoever you want to vote for. I'm just telling you that you're adding strength to the establishment that you claim that you're sick and tired of if you keep playing the game, if you keep getting caught up into the game that you're on the board. That folks, you're the pawns on their board, just so you know. And I always want to remember and share with the American people, you're not laughing at them, they're laughing at you. Okay, they're laughing at you every step of the way because they know exactly. Folks, we were talking about Facebook fact checkers. We were talking about suppression. We're talking about censoring. We're talking about them omitting information. I just had a friend on live chat just say, Bradley, I had to subscribe onto your page because it disappeared. Yep, I see it all day long. I see it all day long, people telling me that kind of stuff. If what I was telling you was untrue, then why are they trying to suppress the information that I'm getting to you? It's not happening to MSNBC. It's not happening to Fox News. It's not happening to ABC News. It's not happening to CBS, friends. Why? Because they're all on the same team. What happens when you begin to expose the team and the players on those teams? Well, this is what they do. They come in and they try to discredit you. Okay? That's why we hold to the word. And folks, how many years have I been on this radio show waiting for someone to call in and correct me on the things that I'm highlighting? Very, very far and few between have stuck both their feet in their mouth because I'm not getting caught up into a debate. I'm not compromising. I'm not diplomatic. I'm giving you facts, friends. And as John Adams and my friend Diana just said, facts are stubborn things. Facts are not going to move to appease your feelings, okay? It goes beyond your feelings and what you like. Oh, Bradley, you hurt my feelings. Look what you just got done saying, man. You just got done telling me the truth about Donald, and I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I like the game I was playing. I mean, this is it. You know what I told my wife? I said, folks, and this is a fact. Isn't it interesting? What you see is you see a bunch of grown-ups that have never mentally matured out of high school. They're like a bunch of groupies. That's exactly what they are. They're unprincipled gossips and unprincipled groupies is exactly what they are. And that's exactly why we're in trouble today. So let me go over to the church really quick. So I'm in Burkesville. Has nothing to do with the host. Okay, it was a pretty good crowd. It was almost packed. At least on the lower floor it was, and I was very happy to see it. I was told that as I was sitting there and people were coming in, Bradley, a lot of these people, we have no idea who they are. These are local churches that must have heard of you, and that's exactly who they were. And so they came to see the message that I was going to bring, and I praise God for the opportunity. But folks, I got into it probably 5 minutes, and I said, folks, I got to be honest with you. If I was to put a mirror up to you right now, do you think anybody would want to emulate what I see right now? I said, I feel like I'm in a funeral. This is the church. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, Acts 4:33. And I feel like I'm in a funeral. I said, what I see here is a lack of Christianity. My wife told me, honey, you just say things that are really uncomfortable. I know, but the Holy Ghost comes in to pick a fight with people, okay, to bring conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16, starting in verse 8. And if you don't demand their attention and bring the truth of what you're dealing with, they have no reason to repent. They're not going to be converted, folks. If they come in one way and they leave a different way and they're converted to Christ, I'm doing my job as I yield myself to the Holy Ghost. It's not my power, it's His power. But if I avoid what I need to preach concerning every given situation is always different. The Holy Ghost knows who to go for. He knows what to say. He knows how to give those bunny trails. And every time I have church, folks, it's prophetic church. It's bunny rabbit trail church, because everybody that goes into a McDonald's doesn't order a Big Mac. Everybody needs something different if they come hungry. Now, if they don't come hungry, they're going to leave empty, okay? Because they didn't come hungry. But people that come hungry, which they did, they left with what they came for. Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Now, I also told them when I was in this church, I said, it's like I'm in a funeral right now. And, of course, you could hear a pin drop. And, again, I'm used to that. This is what we do as preachers, right? We slay sin. I said, you can go ahead and prop yourself up all that you want to. You can put makeup on your corpse. You can put starched shirts on to make you look more erect, more proper. But I said, without the Holy Ghost, you're dead in your sins. And when you think about it, the Bible says that we're crucified with Christ, right? Galatians 2:21. We're baptized with Christ into His death, and then we're risen unto the resurrection of Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. Read Romans 6. When you go over to 1 Corinthians 15, I want you to listen to this, because this is what's important for every Christian to hear. Folks, the Bible says, to he who hath the Son hath life. And there was no life there. And if there's no life there, then Christ is MIA. They haven't met Him on His terms. And I told them, you can call yourself Christians all day long, but I said, I want to show you the strength of your witness. I said, look at your communities. I said, you are personally responsible in your community for the lack of Christianity. And that's when I brought in John Adams, and I said, you know, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. And then I went on to tell them something that I remember reading from Charles Finney. And Charles Finney said this, when asked by the local church during his time, would you like us to pray for you, Mr. Finney? And he said to him, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourself don't even get your prayers answered? So this went over like a lead balloon. But it was great, because they all stayed. See, but if I wasn't a faithful witness to deliver their souls, they wouldn't have stayed. They'd never heard a preacher do that before. That's the problem in America today. Okay, it tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12. Now, if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Through your lack of Christianity. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. You're a liar. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. Yeah, and we are found false witnesses of God. Why? Because we have testified that God, that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised. And if Christ be not raised, listen carefully, your faith is in vain. You are yet in your sins. Folks, if people don't see Christ in your life and the power of the Holy Ghost in your life, it's because you're still dead in your sins. And this is exactly what I seen in Kentucky. But the end result was outstanding, in Jesus' name.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.